The House today passed a bill the governor asked for, designed to increase protections for seniors and other vulnerable adults. Chugiak Republican Bill Stoltz said financial exploitation of the elderly has become a large problem, and he said it's often from close to home and goes unreported.
Seniors that I know, frankly, a lot of them are embarrassed when they've made a bad decision that affects them probably more profoundly than a bad decision would any of us. They're dealing with their nest egg, their dignity of life for the rest of their existence. And all too often the exploitation is done by people that they have every reason they should be able to trust, often their own children or family members.
The bill allows a court to issue a protective order to offer quicker response to financial threats than the current practice of appointing a conservator or guardian for those who might need help. It also allows the person being protected to have more independence while still being protected. Eagle River's Dan Sadler pointed to problems he has seen of family members going after money left to the handicapped. He says he welcomes the protections of the bill.
It's a complicated bill, but people can be pretty devious at the temptation of easy money. And I think it may be complicated, but it addresses a lot of good defensive factors. It's been said that we'll be judged by how we treat the least among us, the sick, the orphans, the widows, and I'm pleased to have this bill before us for approval today.
The bill passed with no opposition. It now goes to the governor for his signature.